One of the things that really struck me amongst you and all the other coaches that you were working with is how little that you said, and I talked to you about it afterwards, and you just said, you know, our philosophy is basically we try not to coach when the ball's rolling. When the ball's rolling, the kids are in charge, the kids are making decisions, the kids are taking risks, the kids are supposed to be going out on the edge and trying things, and the game's going to teach them whether that was a good decision or it wasn't a good decision. We don't need to tell it for them. And I think sometimes it's such the antithesis of, sadly, what we see here in the States.
Yeah, that's spot on, John. And I think that, you know, I want the players to come up with their own solutions. So a situation happens and I want them to solve that. I want them to use their technical ability, their brain, their experience, really, to solve that situation. Now, if someone's shouting at you and trying to tell you what to do while you're concentrating, so, you know, if you're doing anything, if you're writing or on the telephone or trying to watch TV, if someone's constantly shouting at you, telling you things, then you get annoyed because you're trying to concentrate and enjoy what you're doing. And that's the same when, you know, whether it's a young player or an older player, if you're in that moment, you know, and let's face it, we all talk about players being in the zone, being in that bubble of concentration for maximum performance. So if you've got a young kid and he's concentrating and he's enjoying himself and he's totally focused on the game, then the last thing he wants is a coach or a parent or whomever shouting at them and distracting them. You know, if information's required, then it can be done at a break in play. It can be done, you know, at the end of the game or whenever. You get plenty of opportunity to speak to the kids if you prioritize that. You know, if you prioritize speaking to the kids one-on-one, then you'll find time before the session, at a break in the session, after the session or a game, where you can give that information. But actually, when they're enjoying themselves, concentrate, enjoying practice or a game, that's not the time for me. You know, it reminds me, actually, on Sunday, this past Sunday, I was with the under-10s, as I usually am at United, and there was a player in midfield. He was playing in midfield, and he read the opposition had the ball, and he read a situation and intercepted a pass and launched us on an attack. And that was fantastic because he'd worked out that. He'd read the situation, he worked it out. And I said to one of my colleagues, that was fantastic, because we could see that was possible, but if we'd have told him to do that and shouted at him and told him and instructed him, then he would have probably done it, but he wouldn't have understood why. Whereas this way, he worked it out for himself, he made the correct decision, and that is so much more powerful as a way of learning, to learn from your own experiences, to work it out for yourself. That's so much more powerful to me and so much more permanent a way of learning than it is if someone just tells you to do it and you're following an instruction that you're afraid not to, you know, you're afraid not to disappoint. So you do it, but you don't really understand why. So to me, I say a great deal that football, I suppose any sport, but football is what I'm involved with. Football's a puzzle. And the puzzle is we've got to stop the ball going into our goal and we've got to get the ball into their goal. And each individual has a different way to solve that puzzle. And for me, I see my role as a coach is to set the puzzle or to give challenges that cause that puzzle, you know, to the player to examine the puzzle and for them to solve it. Whereas I see lots of coaches that actually want to do the solving for the kids and do the solving for their players, because in the short term, the player and the coach will look good if that player can solve the problem. But I've found in the long term, it's far better to set the challenge, set the puzzle, and then allow the kid or the player to solve it themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And when you think about it, all the things that go into in any constant movement sport, right? That kid has to, you know, perceive this situation and come up with the, you know, solutions to the puzzle, as you say, and maybe add a little bit of deception and choose, you know, what they're going to do and technically execute it and then assess their choice in a split second, right? So how much input are they going to take anyway?
Exactly. I think you're just going to distract them. But I do appreciate that what I'm saying is difficult. And I think as an adult, we're almost conditioned to try and help children, aren't we? We're conditioned to try and give them the answer and let them be successful in that way. And I think, you know, what I try to do and what I encourage other people that are involved with young kids and sport is to try and make that decision beforehand. So don't, during the game, people get emotional during a game. So you have to make that decision before the game, before the training session, that this is how I'm going to act. I'm going to take a back seat and I'm going to observe, because again, if I'm shouting and screaming and getting too involved in the game, I'm not observing. And I was very lucky to work many, many years ago with Eric Harrison, who is the legend of a youth team coach at Manchester United, who worked with the class of 92 with Beckham and Giggs and Scholes and the Nevilles, but bringing them through as young players. And he always said to me that observation is the most important quality that a coach can have. Because if you're not observing, you can't really see what's happening, what's going on. So if you're shouting and screaming and jumping up and down and getting all emotionally involved, then you're not observing and you're not seeing what's in front of you. And so
I love that. That's awesome. I think it's such